This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Little Fish with Hannah on Joy 94.9. I'm actually in studio currently with the Box Rockets in their entirety. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good. How are you? It's good seeing you again.
Yes, good seeing you again. And I just have to say, that was Good Night by the Box Rockets. Fantastic song. And if you like what you're hearing tonight, remember to send me a message on 0427-JOY-949 or drop us an email, 1300-JOY-949, and let us know what you're thinking about the Box Rockets and what they're about to say. So I'm so pleased to see you back in the studio with yet another exciting launch coming our way. How are you feeling about the release of your first single?
Can't wait.
Excited.
Yeah, probably a bit too soon to tell. Like, it's, well, I think the excitement's the best thing to say. We'll talk about the aftermath when it happens.
Yeah. No, I love just waiting for it. It's going to be like with no preconceptions about what's going to happen.
This is kind of the honeymoon period for the single. We're yet to really do anything with it. We'll take it to Sydney, but you know, this is kind of
that's just a joyride.
We've had a few nice reviews, which has been good.
Yeah, I got a few nice reviews off the East Coast.
Fantastic. Well, you've already launched the single in Sydney, so how's that?
It was fun.
It was better than what I thought it was going to be. I didn't know if we were going to have anybody there, but we ended up having quite a few people there, and so it was nice to actually feel as though we were playing in front of people, because it was our first time interstate.
Surprising number of people. It's good.
A very interesting crowd as well.
Except for I botched the solo, the real bad. In one of the songs, I'd like really botched it.
I dropped a stick.
Bam, dropped a stick. Yeah, it was fraught with technical issues.
Yeah, my strap burst off, and I was trying to play things down on one knee, and I couldn't even get it back on, and I was like, yeah, go on! And then it was like a real, like, dying hero moment. I was like, this is so bad.
But you got through them, man.
But you put it up pretty well.
Rock and roll, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, on one knee. Sort of, yeah, it was good.
Sort of praying, the god of,
serenading.
Box rock. It's
box rock.
Pun number one for the night. all right, so how did you find the Sydney music scene compare to the Melbourne music scene?
Well, to be fair, I don't think we saw enough of it, you know, but it definitely felt different and it sounds different. But again, we're basing that on
We've
the two bands.
We've only been there once,
with.
So it's hard to comment.
If I could just say one thing, is that there's like a real noticeable like absence of hipsters, I think.
Really?
In the Sydney scene. Well, as far as I could see, I mean,
maybe we just weren't at the coolest club.
Maybe it was just the wrong night. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. maybe.
You'd at least.
What do you think? Is a good or a bad thing? The level of hipsters.
Oh, it's just an unexpected thing.
Unexpected thing.
Yeah, you sort of just expect.
Does
to
that
run
make
into
Sydney
a bunch
unhip?
Of dudes with pinkle wickers. Yeah.
No, I like Sydney.
So, all right, so it's hip
beautiful.
In general. Well, good. So Sydney is hip, but Melbourne is where the hipsters are.
Correct.
A whole bunch of them.
Sydney was hip.
Yeah.
We've got to keep the rivalry going, the Melbourne-Sydney rivalry.
That's right.
Look,
Sydney was all right.
Then you just have to play Canberra.
It was a great experience anyway. Definitely. Like, it was our first time interstate, and, you know, it was our first time staying at a hostel together, and... I had to drive.
Who got the top bunk?
I got the top bunk. Yeah, Pam and I.
Oh, you guys scored.
Yeah, I got the bottom bunk right under Luke with his squeaky, rocking. It was crazy.
What were you doing in the top bunk, Luke?
Look, I just got this fear. I didn't want the bottom bunk because I have, like, this vision before. I was like, when I was about to claim my bed, of, like, whoever sitting on the top bunk was going to fall on me.
But you're the tallest and probably the heaviest, so wouldn't you think
what
that
can
you
I say?
Take
I'm selfish?
The bottom bunk?
Sorry?
See, I just really enjoyed the ride.
I want to know where this rocking was coming from. But
it was probably at 4 a.m. trying to get out and go to the bathroom and wake everyone up.
That was actually tricky, trying to get off the top bunk without making too much noise and, like, breaking an ankle or something.
No,
but
I've
did
been
it.
In those experiences back in, like, primary school when you have sleepovers and you're the only person who needs to, seemingly has, like, a willy and needs to go to the toilet. Everyone else is sitting there, like, sleeping all right, and you're like, what do I do?
You step on everyone.
Exactly.
It's and it's funny, you end up, like, just holding it in for, like, half an hour, an hour, to the point it's just worst. Like, oh, I've got to go, I have to do it.
You just get this, like, resolution, you're like, right, this is it. Go to the toilet.
So didn't you beef into each other because you decided you
Oh, yeah, we
to go
frightened
well?
Each other. I remember that because when
on my
way back, you were coming out and it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, because you woke me up and then I was like, oh, I really need to go to the toilet because I'm awake now. And so I'm like, yeah, I did the thing. So I waited around for the amount of time it took for you to get back.
So basically, Sydney came down
to the toilet.
And how much toilet. To go.
All right, so we're like doing some backpedaling to being fair to Sydney, but now Sydney comes down to the toilet. But no, I know that the correct way to take it there.
Flush it down.
You're not doing toilet puns, Andrew. Not on my show.
Yeah, leave the puns to Hannah.
Yeah, come on. I'm in the pun chair. But how does the release of this single compare to the release of your EP? Is there more pressure riding on this release?
I don't know about that. But like, it's
different.
We're more prepared this time, actually.
Yep.
You know, we had the, you know, on the when we had our EP launch, the EPs came on the day of the launch, and we've got the singles already, and we've already sent them out to a bunch of places, and it feels a lot more fluent.
We handle the release a lot more professionally this time. But I do think that when you're in, like, a fairly young stage as a band, until you get to that point where you establish yourself, the pressure increases with each release, I reckon. And yep. I reckon, like, there is a bit more pressure for every young band when they release, like, their first few things.
Well, I just kind of...
I think even the first couple of albums, I'd expect that to get...
I think the first album, the amount of pressure would be insane. Like,
I just kind of feel that we're, like, still finding our feet in so many ways, and everything we've done has been a new experience to some point, and I don't think we've done anything, and I probably never will, because being perfect is difficult, but, like, you know, that's the thing. We're just getting the experiences of doing these different things that we've been doing, and we're learning from them every time. So hopefully, like, you know, we'll be able to sort of win it one day.
Of pressure to sort of
course, there's always pressure. You know?
Get attention.
But Luke's comments sort of ring true in more ways than one as well, because, like, the music's actually really different on the singles as well. It's like we've, you know, this. It's weird because, like, in the 6 months or whatever it's been, the sound of the band isn't like the EP anymore, which is kind of nice, I think.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, you think, like, a band like AC/DC, they wouldn't have any pressure at all releasing an album. Every album would have that sound. So they'd release an album, people be like, oh, yeah, another AC/DC record. It's exactly the same. Awesome. You know?
We've always just gone with what we liked, and that's what we did with the EP. They were the songs that we liked, and I kind of feel like with these singles, it's more so what our fans like, and we're... You know, and we love them too, but I kind of feel like it's a bit more communal.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Because the tracks on the EP are the ones that, the music listeners really get into. But what are you hoping to get out of the single? You know, is there just attention that you're trying to get out of it, or hoping to land a deal?
More of the same, I'd say, is what you'd hope for. Like, just more momentum,
Yeah.
I mean, we're also, like, completely DIY, so, you know, if we could, you know, manage to get a bit of help from whatever,
definitely,
you know, that would be lovely too. But momentum, we want to keep the momentum going, and we don't want to feel as though things are becoming stagnant at all. So
of course, I mean, when you think about it, DIY means, like, your own hard-earned money that you earned going into something, so naturally you'd want to keep it going and get things coming out of it. So tell me about the tracks on the single. Fishes is the first track, and it grabs me just with the name. Tell me, what's it about? What's Fishes from? Are you into fish?
I like fish, I guess. But it's more about just sort of losing your inhibitions, letting loose and having a good time, you know?
Like a fish.
Like a fish. That's but right. I think there's a bit sarcastic towards the fish in there, actually, but...
Poor fishy.
Yeah.
Aww.
But no, it's more about that. Just sort of letting go and having fun. So
even if you're the only one doing it,
that's exactly right. Coming back again to the notion of the lone drunk dancer at the front of the stage at every gig, doesn't matter who the band is playing. Is that what Fishers embodies?
I would disagree completely. It's not about the lone dancer.
It's about the communal dancers.
It's about the communal dancers, and it's about having just fun with the friends that you have and going out and enjoying yourself. You know, I'm forgetting about all the crap that is around you and, yeah, having a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what better way to kick off a double A-side single? But I think it's only fitting, after talking about it, that now we actually play the track. This is the first track of the double A-side. This is Fishers by the Box Rockets. Let us know what you're thinking on 0427JOY949. You're listening to Little Fish with the Box Rockets. I said that on JOY94.9. Was Fishers by the Box Rockets. You're listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9, and I'm actually joined in studio with all the members from Box Rockets. I'm here with Luke, Pam, Andrew, and Stuart.
Hello.
hi, Stuart. So how do you go about picking the songs that make the cut to make it onto the single? You know, do you find yourself ripping at each other's throats over, you know, which song is the single to be released?
I think it was...
It was unanimous.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
That's good then.
Sometimes it's just it's actually been a pretty simple choice. Like, even for the songs on the EP, in a way, there were things that we just sort of thought, it's got to go on, you know?
Yeah. Like, there wasn't really any dissent. It just happened, and they were, like, the songs that were meant to be there.
Yeah, no, but it's like, that's it.
I mean, that's good.
We play them, and we know, you know, when you're rehearsing them or at a gig, and you can see how people respond to them, or even just like how we respond as a band in the rehearsal room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, you know, you can tell, you don't even have to say words, because you all vibe off it at the same time, and it's
magic happens in the rehearsal studios.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
if you want to call it magic, okay. I don't know.
I do want to call it magic
every now and again.
Sometimes it can be tough, but you know, you do get those moments where it's like, yeah.
So you're taking your single to the people of Adelaide very shortly and playing with Adelaide band The Honey Pies. And I actually have it from a reputable source, as in the singer of The Honey Pies, that in Adelaide they engage in a pastime of beating up flamingos. What exactly are you expecting from Adelaide?
That's the first time we've heard about that. Beating up flamingos.
Yes.
I've never seen
a flamingo either.
Well, apparently I'm in Adelaide. And yeah, you don't want to wear pink and stilts.
Wouldn't it be one of the prettiest things that Adelaide's got, though? Like, why would you want to beat up the thing that makes it kind of nice?
Well, is that maybe that's Adelaide's charm?
What, bloodied flamingos?
Yeah, I don't know. The streets sound to be littered with them, but that's the only information I have of Adelaide.
I'm expecting Adelaide to be sort of like Collins Street, Exhibition Street, and Russell Street. And then that's it.
What, was someone called it the Soviet side of the city?
The Soviet side?
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. Because I'll be interested to hear how Adelaide goes.
I don't think we know what to expect.
Exactly. We've got no idea. We've never been there. And so it's... But, you know, we're excited to do
cheap
it.
Cheap wine.
See, we're all flying this time, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Oh, did you drove to Sydney?
I drove to Sydney, and that was...
Not a road trip, man?
No, it was... Look. It was fun. Andrew was my passenger, and
we had a soccer ball.
We actually got on really well. But
it was good. Good trip.
It's just long. It's a long drive, and especially when you've got no one to share the driving with. So
yeah.
But I'm also just glad because we can fly together as a band, and that's another new experience for us.
So. Yeah. Well, exactly. Definite bonding. So your single launch is on Saturday at the Workers Club, yeah, and I've heard that there will be some honorary Box Rockets on the launch singing with you.
Yeah.
Yep, we've got two backup singers.
Yes.
Backing vocals.
Yes, and what led to the inclusion of this for the...
Well, we wanted to add something, something to spice it up, I guess, the performance. And, particularly for Fishers, the backing vocals are pretty cool, I think. And it'd be good to have it in a live performance. We haven't done it before, so, yeah.
Something new.
Be cool. It's new, it's fresh.
It's a special occasion.
And they've been dubbed the Box Rockets.
Rockets? How do you spell that? Is that like the salad green?
E-double-T-E-S.
Yeah, okay, so, yes, like the salad green. I like it.
Yeah.
No, the salad doesn't have the Q in the salad?
No.
Oh, no, that's right.
You'd mean like salad as in rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just like
rocket. No, that's rocket.
That's the way we spell our name normally.
Oh, right. So you're like the salad green.
We're the salad green.
Oh. And the Box Rockets are more like the baby salad green. Or something.
Baby spinach? Baby spinach. Well, it's
I don't know.
I hope
they're not listening.
No.
They're great. I mean, we rehearsed with them for the first time last week, and they got to know the songs, and we're rehearsing with them again on Wednesday, and yeah, so we're just going to wing it.
Should be cool.
And it should be fun. Like, that's the thing. We wanted to do something new and exciting and different, and that's what we've come up with, and we'll see if it floats, and if it floats, then we're happy.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm sure, but with the lovely Box Rockets, it can't sink. No, I'm sure it won't. So the second track on the single is Stay. Tell me about Stay and how it made its way onto the single. What is special about Stay?
It's been a crowd favourite.
Yes.
I wrote that song in 2007. And
there's not actually been a gig we haven't played at.
I reckon there hasn't been. Yeah.
There might have been one, but either way, it's definitely a crowd favourite, and that choice was more like I think, can I say this? As a band, I'm pretty sure we all like Fishers more, but I think with Stay, it's like that's purely for the people that come and see us because we know that they love it, and so we want to give it to them. And we like it too, but
we probably just like Fishers a lot more at the moment because it's still pretty new, and we've finally got a good recording of it. And the thing is, like with Stay, that's it was like the first track we had that people seemed to respond to, and even in Sydney, because obviously they'd never heard us before, people seemed to like Stay, and it's kind of like it's never really had a proper release. Like, it's been out in a couple of demo forms, sort of kicking around, recorded. And
now it's that's our issue with this, just how long it's been kicking around.
Yeah, exactly.
When did you actually write it, Lou?
Like, 2007.
Yeah, right.
So, and then, yeah, we formed as a band in 2008, so it's been there for a long time.
In the cupboard.
In a cupboard?
Yeah, no, in the loot cupboard.
Well,
yeah.
It's been out of the cupboard for a long time.
Well, there you go. Now it's finally out there for the people
to see.
It's
been airing out.
But it is, as Andrew said, it's great to have, like, a decent recording now. A good one, so.
Yeah. You know. All the others, there's
and I'm pretty sure no one's even heard it yet. Like, is this... Are we going to play it?
Yeah, soon? We are. It's coming out right now.
Oh, awesome. Because it's going to be the first time anybody's heard it. So hopefully...
It's very, very exciting then. Stay loses its virginity to Little Fish Ears.
For those of you who are really familiar with the song, there's like more harmonies in there now. Sound good. Some more guitar lines as well.
Acoustic guitar happening.
It's neat as.
There's some shakers and egg, what do you call them? Egg shakers. And tambourine. No,
tambourine. Tambourine. Classic. I love it. But you'll have to listen for yourselves. And let me know what you think on 0427JOY949. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. I wish you all the best of luck at the release of your single. I'm sure it will go off like a rocket.
How many is that now? That's three.
At least you didn't say go off like a box. They just don't go off.
Not you, Hannah, it's that chair. Puncher.
It is. I'm the pun chair, all right?
But that wasn't a pun what I said. It was just sort of retarded. it's all the chair.
Our chairs don't make good puns.
They don't.
I think it's safe just leave the puns to Hannah. And we'll just,
we're leaving the puns to me, but we also have to remember that I actually have to research and prepare this show, so I've had time.
Hang on, I didn't want to hear that. You're trying to tell me that you prepared the puns?
No, I did not. The puns are not pre-prepared, but the information is brewing in me, so now when I hear rocket, I can think of things like...
I think what she's saying is she has the power.
Thanks, Pam. I do actually have the power.
You can just shut us all off.
But anyway, Vox Rockets, thank you very much for joining me in the studio. This is Stay off the new AA side single being launched at when?
This Saturday at the Workers Club, and it'd be awesome if you could come. Even though I don't know who you are right now because I can't see anybody. Yeah, but please...
Great supports too.
Yeah, we've got great supports.
Tell us about supports.
Jimmy Hawk and the Endless Party, and then Sky Harbor's opening, and it's just going to shaping up to be a pretty great night. So if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, or even if you are, come to the Workers Club.
Also, it's turned out to be a bit of an indie disco as well, because the tunes that, with the DJ Mike Sabadini, it's got like the most kick-ass collection of stuff.
Indie disco. Won't the hipsters show up?
I hope so.
They'll be there just anyway. I mean, it's Melbourne.
It's the Workers' Club.
It's the Workers' Club. All right, then. We'll be looking forward to that. So get down to the Workers' Club on Saturday to see the Vox Rockets as they launch their new single. The second track off their single is called Stay, and this is how it goes. Now, stay tuned for the rest of Little Fish. We've got plenty of awesome singles coming your way. But you've been listening to Little Fish with Hannah on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.